The Book of Ephesians, Ephesim, Chapter 1. Shaul, an emissary of Yeshua Messiah, by the desire of Elohim, to the set-apart ones who are in Ephesus, and true to Messiah Yeshua, favor to you and peace from Elohim our Father and the Master Yeshua Messiah. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master Yeshua Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Messiah, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be set apart and blameless before Him in love, having previously ordained us to adoption as sons through Yeshua Messiah to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His desire, to the praise of the esteem of His favor with which He favored us in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of trespasses, according to the riches of His favor, which He has lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, having made known to us the secret of His desire, according to His good pleasure which He purposed in Him, to administer at the completion of time, to gather together in one all in Messiah, both which are in the heavens and which are on the earth, in Him, in whom also we did obtain an inheritance, being previously ordained according to the purpose of Him working all matters, according to the counsel of His desire, for us to be the praise of His esteem, those having first trusted in Messiah, in whom you also, having heard the word of truth, the good news of your deliverance, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the set-apart Spirit of promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His esteem. For this reason, I too, having heard of your belief in the Master Yeshua and your love for all the set-apart ones, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Elohim of our Master Yeshua Messiah, the Father of esteem, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, so that you know what is the expectation of His calling, and what are the riches of the esteem of His inheritance in the set-apart ones, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who are believing, according to the working of His mighty strength, which He wrought in the Messiah when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and mastery and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all to the assembly, which is His body, the completeness of Him who fills all in all. Chapter 2. And you were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once lived in the lusts of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, as also the rest. But Elohim, who is rich in compassion, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Messiah. By favor you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Messiah Yeshua, in order to show in the coming ages the exceeding riches of His favor and kindness towards us in Messiah Yeshua. For by favor you have been saved through belief, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Elohim. It is not by works, so that no one should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Messiah Yeshua unto good works, which Elohim prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that you, once nations in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision, by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Messiah, excluded from the citizenship of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no expectation, and without Elohim in the world. But now in Messiah Yeshua, you who were once far off, have been brought near by the blood of the Messiah. For He is our peace, who has made both one, and having broken down the partition of the barrier, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, the Torah of the commands in dogma, so as to create in himself one renewed man from the two, thus making peace, and to completely restore to favor both of them unto Elohim in one body through the stake, having destroyed the enmity by it. And having come, he brought as good news peace to you who were far off, and peace to those near, because through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the set-apart ones, and members of the household of Elohim, having been built upon the foundation of the emissaries and prophets, Yahshua Messiah himself being chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, being joined together, grows into a set-apart dwelling place in Yahuwah, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of Elohim in the Spirit. Chapter 3. Because of this, I, Shaul, am the prisoner of Yahshua Messiah on behalf of you nations, if indeed you have heard of the administration of the favor of Elohim that was given to me for you, that by revelation was made known to me the secret, as I wrote before briefly. In reading this, then, you are able to understand my insight into the secret of Messiah, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his set-apart emissaries and prophets, the nations to be co-heirs, united in the same body and partakers together in the promise in Messiah through the good news, of which I became a servant, according to the gift of the favor of Elohim given to me, according to the working of his power. To me, the very least of all the set-apart ones, this favor was given, to bring the good news of the unsearchable riches of Messiah among the nations, and to make all see how this secret is administered, which for ages past has been hidden in Elohim, who created all through Yahshua Messiah, so that now, through the assembly, the many-sided wisdom of Elohim might be known to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies, according to the everlasting purpose which he made in Messiah Yahshua our Master, in whom we have boldness and access with reliance through belief in him. I pray, therefore, that you do not lose heart at my pressures on your behalf, which is your esteem. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Master Yahshua Messiah, from whom all fatherhood in the heavens and earth is named, in order that he might give you, according to the riches of his esteem, by power, to be strengthened in the inner man through his Spirit, that the Messiah might dwell in your hearts through belief, having become rooted and grounded in love, in order that you might be strengthened to firmly grasp with all the set-apart ones what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Messiah which surpasses knowledge, in order that you might be filled to all the completeness of Elohim, and to him who is able to do exceedingly above what we ask or think, according to the power that is working in us. To him be esteem in the assembly by Messiah Yahshua unto all generations forever and ever. Amen. Chapter 4. I call upon you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the Master, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being eager to guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you also were called in one expectation of your calling, one Master, one belief, one immersion, one Elohim and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But to each one of us favor was given according to the measure of the gift of Messiah. That is why it says, when he went up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. But what does he went up mean, except that he also first went down into the lower parts of the earth? He who went down is also the one who went up far above the heavens to fill all. And he himself gave some as emissaries, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the set-apart ones, to the work of service, to a building up of the body of the Messiah, until we all come to the unity of the belief and of the knowledge of the Son of Elohim, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the completeness of Messiah, so that we should no longer be children tossed and borne about by every wind of teaching, by the trickery of men, in cleverness unto the craftiness of leading astray, but maintaining the truth in love, we grow up in all respects into Him who is the head, Messiah, from whom the entire body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the working by which each part does its share, causes growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So this I say, and witness in the Master, that you should no longer walk as the nations walk, in the futility of their mind, having been darkened in their understanding, having been estranged from the life of Elohim, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their hearts, who, having become callous, have given themselves up to indecency, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Messiah, if indeed you have heard Him and were taught by Him, as truth is in Yahshua, that you put off with regard to your former behavior the old man, being corrupted according to the desires of the deceit, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the renewed man, which was created according to Elohim in righteousness and set apartness of the truth. Therefore, having put off the false, speak the truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be wroth, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your rage, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, so that he has somewhat to share with those in need. Let no corrupt word come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for the use of building up, so as to impart what is pleasant to the hearers. And do not grieve the set-apart Spirit of Elohim, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and displeasure and uproar and slander be put away from you, along with all evil. And be kind towards one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as Elohim also forgave you in Messiah. Chapter 5. Become, then, imitators of Elohim as beloved children, and walk in love as Messiah has also loved us, and gave Himself for us a gift and an offering to Elohim for a sweet-smelling fragrance. But whoring and all uncleanness or greed of gain, let it not even be named among you, as is proper among set-apart ones, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather thanksgiving. For this you know, that no one who whores, nor unclean one, nor one greedy of gain, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the reign of Messiah and Elohim. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these the wrath of Elohim comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Master. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing to the Master. And have no fellowship with the fruitless works of darkness, but rather convict them. For it is a shame even to speak of what is done by them in secret. But all matters being convicted are manifested by the light, for whatever is manifested is light. That is why he says, "Wake up, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Messiah shall shine on you." See then that you walk exactly, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are wicked. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the desire of Yahuwah is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is loose behavior, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to each other in psalms and songs of praise and spiritual songs, singing and striking the strings in your heart to the Master, giving thanks always for all to Elohim the Father, in the name of our Master Yahshua Messiah, subjecting yourselves to each other in the fear of Elohim. Wives, subject yourselves to your own husbands as to the Master, because the husband is head of the wife, as also the Messiah is head of the assembly, and he is Savior of the body. But as the assembly is subject to Messiah, so also let the wives be to their own husbands in every respect. Husbands, love your wives, as Messiah also did love the assembly and gave Himself for it. in order to set it apart and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, in order to present it to himself a splendid assembly, not having spot or wrinkle or any of this sort, that it might be set apart and blameless. In this way, husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but feeds and cherishes it, as also the Master does the assembly. Because we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This secret is great, but I speak concerning Messiah and the assembly. However, you too, everyone, let each one love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she fears her husband. Chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Master, for this is right. Respect your father and mother, which is the first command with promise, in order that it might be well with you and you might live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children, but bring them up in the instruction and admonition of the Master. Servants, obey your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to the Messiah. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Messiah, doing the desire of Elohim from the inner self, rendering service with pleasure as to the Master and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he shall receive the same from the Master, whether he is slave or free. And masters, do the same to them. Refrain from threatening, knowing that your own Master also is in the heavens, and there is no partiality with him. For the rest, my brothers, be strong in the Master and in the mightiness of his strength. Put on the complete armor of Elohim, for you too have power to stand against the schemes of the devil, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual matters of wickedness in the heavenlies. Because of this, take up the complete armor of Elohim, so that you have power to withstand in the wicked day, and having done all, to stand. Stand then, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having fitted your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. Above all, having taken up the shield of belief, with which you shall have power to quench all the burning arrows of the wicked one, take also the helmet of deliverance and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim, praying at all times, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching in all perseverance and supplication for all the set-apart ones, also for me, that a word might be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to be bold in making known the secret of the good news, for which I am an envoy in chains, that in it I might speak boldly as I should speak. Now, in order that you also might know about me, how I am doing, Tychicus, a beloved brother and trustworthy servant in the Master, shall make all matters known to you, whom I did send to you for the same purpose, so that you know about us, and might encourage your hearts. Peace to the brothers and love with belief from Elohim the Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. Favor be with all those who love our Master Yahshua Messiah undecayingly. Amen.